Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today.
Hey, my friend. Welcome to Simply Holy, where we uncomplicate holiness with Mary as our mentor. I'm Marge Steinhage Fenelon, and today's show is all about asking ourselves this question: who is the Lord of my disquiet? Who is the Lord of my disquiet? I'll give you a preview of the show. So first what we're going to do is we're going to look at disquiet. What is it, and what causes it? Then we'll look to Saint Ignatius, the example of Saint Ignatius regarding disquiet. And then finally, we'll talk about how to make God the Lord of our disquiet. How to do that. Let me, my friend, express my gratitude to you for your support and prayers. Thank you for spreading the word about the show. I can see by the numbers, by the comments I receive, that Simply Holy is really growing, and that excites me ever so much, because if I can spend a little bit of myself, or a lot of myself, to bring others to Christ through Mary, then my heart is just full of joy. And so thank you for that. Thank you for helping me spread the word about the show. Thank you for helping me to lead the world to Christ through Mary. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be together. We thank you for the technology that makes this show possible, that gives me the equipment, the ability to create these episodes of Simply Holy, and for my listener to tune in and hear your message, Father, through my voice, my lips. Our dear Blessed Mother Mary, thank you for urging me to speak today, and thank you for nudging my listener to listen and participate in this ministry, this apostolate of leading the world to your Son, Jesus Christ, through you. Heavenly Father, please grant us open hearts and minds so that we may savor the message that your Son, Jesus, and our Mother Mary have for us today. In Jesus' name and through Mary's intercession, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, we are asking ourselves, who is the Lord of my disquiet? That's our topic for the day. Again, I am Marge Steinhage Fenelon, and wow, we have a great show today. as we ask ourselves, who is the Lord of my disquiet? Now, first, let's talk about disquiet. What do I mean by that? What is disquiet? Okay, I'm not talking about when the neighborhood gets noisy. I'm not talking about horns going off when you're in traffic, although those things are disquieting. I'm not talking about loud music, or that's not what I mean. I'm not talking about noise. I'm talking about the disquiet, the chaos, the spiritual noise that goes on inside of us. What is it? It's disquiet. Disquiet is inner rebellion. It's conflict, confusion, grief. It's a disturbance in our minds and hearts and souls, especially when things aren't going our way. You know, it's very unsettling. It's very unsettling. It's very disquieting. When we think that our life should be going in a certain way, or someone else's life should be going in a certain way, or even the church, when we think that the church should be going in a different way, this creates in us this conflict of what we think should be happening and what it looks like God is willing to happen. That's disquiet. It's that wrestling inside of us, back and forth. It can actually lead to hopelessness. You know, the disquiet can build in us to the point where we actually feel hopeless in a situation or about many situations all at once. It's a feeling out of control, that helplessness. This is so upsetting. There's nothing I can do about this. That kind of thing, that kind of disquiet. Or it could be that we've been given a very heavy cross and we feel we are just, it's an unfair cross. We are absolutely incapable of carrying this cross, much too heavy for us. And that causes that conflict inside of us. No, this can't be. No, I don't want this. No, it's not right. That disquiet. No, no, no. That little voice inside of us. No, to God's will. Maybe it's not a cross we've been given. Maybe it's a sacrifice that God has asked us to make. Giving up something, giving up someone, letting go of long-held beliefs that we find are not correct, not valid. It could be that we've been asked to sacrifice our pride, our reputation, our financial situation, some kind of possession, a job, a dream. Maybe our Lord is asking us to surrender, to sacrifice a dream that we've held for so long. Maybe something we've worked very hard for has completely crumbled. This is that disquiet and this sacrifice, being asked to make this tremendous sacrifice, causes us interiorly to bristle against God's will. It's really at the very base of this disquiet is selfishness. I know, that's hard. That's a harsh word. But at the very base of this disquiet is selfishness. Selfishness that I want my will, not God's. I want it to be my way, not God's way. I want this person to behave as I want him or her to behave. I want this friendship restored. I want that amount of money so I can live my life in the way that I want. I want things to be all better so that I don't have to struggle. That's really selfishness at its root. At the root of it is selfishness. What else is at the very root of this disquiet is a lack of trust in God. That's what causes the disquiet. When we don't fully, completely, and selflessly trust in God, then we face that disquiet, that ruckus inside of us that is rebelling against what's going on, what we've been asked to do or suffer. It's a lack of trust in God. Now, what I'd like to look at Saint Ignatius as an example for us, because I think it's a great example. So for those of us, if you don't know who Saint Ignatius is, he is the founder of the Jesuits. And his story is pretty cool. And if you get a chance to read it, I highly recommend it. But in a nutshell, he founded this order of Jesuits. Their goal was to serve, to be missionaries, to carry the word of God out into the far reaches of the earth. He loved this order. This order that he founded was granted approval by Pope Paul III in 1540. Saint Ignatius gave his lifeblood to the Jesuits. That was everything to him, that order. That was his life. That was like his child. You know, he was a priest. He did not have children per se, humanly speaking. But the Jesuit order, that was like his child that he had given birth to. And he cherished it like any loving parent cherishes his or her child. Once he asked himself in prayer, what would most cause his heart to shudder if God were suddenly to ask him the ultimate and greatest proof of his love? And what would that be? That would be to surrender his child, this order that he had founded. So he asked himself that. And he prayed about it, but it didn't take him very long, because he realized that more than life, more than his very self, he loved the order to which he had dedicated his strength and for which he gladly would give his life. He cherished it so much. And this is a quote. This is what he said. He said, "If God were to demand it of me, if he were to let this new flock be destroyed, which I have founded at his wish, and for which I loudly praise his goodness, my heart would struggle restlessly for a quarter of an hour after receiving the news of its death. Then God would be the Lord of this disquiet too." Isn't that amazing? He would struggle for a quarter of an hour, and then God would be the Lord of this disquiet too. That's what I'm talking about, my friends. That is what I'm talking about in terms of who is the Lord of your disquiet. Could you do that? Think of the thing you most cherish, or the person you most cherish, if God asked it of you, could you surrender that situation, that gift, that person to God and allow God to be the Lord of your disquiet? Could you be completely at peace with that? Well, I'll tell you that I probably would not. I have to be honest, at least not immediately, because I do struggle with that. I struggle with letting go of the things that I have worked hard for or the people I've dedicated myself to. I struggle with that. That's a daily thing for me. I want to just pray with you. It's the Suchipe prayer of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. It's a prayer of entrustment, and I think this is very beautiful. You can find it online. Suchipe, so it's Suscipe. Suscipe. Looks like we've got some computer stuff going on here. I do apologize. I'm going to keep going with the podcast. It's just a little glitch. Suscipe. And this is the prayer. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Incredible, isn't it? Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. See, that's the goal. That's the beginning of allowing God to be the Lord of your disquiet. When you can realize for yourself and remind yourself that everything you have, you are, all of the people attached to you, all of the people you love, everything you've worked for, this ultimately belongs to God. Nothing that we own, no one that we know, nothing that we've done or ever will do is ours. It all belongs to God. We are His children. He created us out of love and gave us all of these gifts because He loves us. Ultimately, though, they belong to Him. And so how do we make God the Lord of our disquiet? How is that done in reality? Well, first of all, we need to remind ourselves daily that God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, and all-merciful. It's true. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, and all-merciful. We need to remember that every single day. We need to remind ourselves of that. Write it down. And, put it on a little sticky note or put it somewhere, where it's a little reminder that pops up on your phone. But that is the best way to begin your day and help yourself to let God be the Lord of your disquiet. Heavenly Father, I know that you are all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, and all-merciful. I surrender everything to you. It's a simple little prayer. You could say it whenever or how many times you want during your day. And then also practice surrender. Practice allowing God to be the Lord of your disquiet. And start with the little things. And what I mean by that is, say you're working on Let's say something broke. Let's say something in the kitchen broke. Coffee maker. And you want to fix it. You can't fix it. It's very irritating if you're like, and you're like me. Let's say you're like me and you really enjoy your coffee. Well, give it up. Give it up. Surrender that to God. All right? Fine. Heavenly Father, it's broken. I don't like this. But I'm going to surrender this situation to you because I know ultimately you gave me that coffee maker. And if it's not working and there's nothing I can do to fix it, then you are Lord of this disquiet too. Fine. Then I don't need it. I don't need the coffee today. I'm not saying you can't go out and buy another coffee maker, but you understand in the little things. And then build up to the bigger things. Build up to the bigger things. You know, when that person calls you, or you haven't heard from that person that you are ever so worried about, someone you care deeply for, and they are not living a holy and godly life, and you're very concerned. Don't wrestle with that on your own accord. Surrender it to God. Heavenly Father, you are all powerful, all knowing, all loving, all merciful. So and so, whoever it is your child. I know this, and I know you are in control of his or her life. I place them, him, her, into your care. I surrender. God be Lord of my disquiet. You see, bigger and bigger things, financial distress, death of a loved one, the grief, the law, all of those things. Practice it. Practice that surrender in the little things on a regular basis, and then build up to the bigger things. Because when you get good at doing it in the little situations, then it will become easier in the bigger situations. There is a prayer from, it's a book called Heaven Words. It's the prayer book of the apostolic movement of Schoenstatt. It was, these prayers were written by Father Joseph Kantinick while he was imprisoned in Dachau, Hitler's Dachau, the concentration camp, and enduring unspeakable suffering and degradation. He wrote these beautiful prayers, a whole book of them. But there's one prayer that I go back to very often, particularly when I'm struggling in my efforts to allow God to be Lord of my disquiet. And the name of the prayer is, Almighty God, do you want to take this child? Now, in the case of Father Kantinick, he's talking about his own movement, very much like Saint Ignatius. Father Kantinick founded the apostolic movement of Schoenstatt. He loved it. He was in Dachau while he was in Dachau. He offered his life for the movement. He that was indeed his lifeblood. It was like his child. He loved it so very much. And this is just a part of this beautiful prayer. Almighty God, do you want to take this child? This is the center, really, of my message today. So, Almighty God, do you want to take this child from me? Will it please you to paralyze its strength? Is it meant to be disfigured in your sight, retaining but a pale glimmer of life? Out of love, you gave me this child and gave me the strength to dedicate my entire life to it. Do you want to see it dead in my arms? Should it go through life a cripple? Then I ask you, carry out your plans, for to you alone goes out my deepest longing. I only seek you, Father, and your will. Am happy when you fulfill your wishes. Accept the child which you endowed with life, and to whom you let me give the entire strength of my love. I joyfully place it back into your hands, its future destiny and its happiness in life. But if in the fullness of your mercy you want to return it to me and the world, allowing me to further embrace it with my love, if as a ransom you only want to see my plea, my childlike and heroic trust, then I will hate all half-heartedness and laziness, and never disgracefully cease by either day or night to pray and beg with unfailing confidence, let your child soon see miracles. And the prayer goes on. But Hitler was trying to completely squish, annihilate the apostolic movement of Schoenstatt and all its members. They were all in danger. You know, people think only of the Jews, and they were in great danger during the Holocaust. But so were Catholics, so were Protestant and Christians. Hitler did not want Christians because their principles would oppose what he wanted. So in any case, this prayer, this idea of surrendering the child, but the part I like of what I just shared with you, the part I like the best is this part. But if in the fullness of your mercy you want to return it to me and the world, allowing me to further embrace it with my love, if as a ransom you only want to see my plea, my childlike and heroic trust, then he goes on, then I will put my whole self into it. You see, that's allowing God to be Lord of the disquiet. If you want to take it, whatever this is, all right, I surrender it. But if you want to give it back to me, then I'll put my whole self into it. You know, not that we're bargaining with God, not by saying that, you know, it automatically makes him change his will for us. But it's the other half of that surrender. You know, otherwise it becomes a very negative thing. Here, just take it, and I'm just going to keep grieving all my life. No. Father, I surrender all to you. And if you choose to give it back to me, then I promise that I will put my all into it. So this is that process of making God Lord of our disquiet. And I want to touch on our Blessed Mother Mary's example, because I think she is the ultimate example in this process of making God the Lord of our disquiet. You see, she surrendered her child, Jesus, the child she had given birth to. She surrendered him, not just a movement she had started, not just a project she was working on, not just a life dream that she longed for. No. She surrendered her child. She loved Jesus above all, and she surrendered him despite uncertainty, suffering, concern for his safety. And because of her surrender, look what happened. A great good came from it. The unfolding of God's divine will in a most glorious way. So when you're struggling, my friend, with letting God be the Lord of your disquiet, run to Mary. Run to your mother Mary and ask her to pray for you so that you can have the grace to surrender this child that you really don't want to let go of. And she will. I promise you. Well, that's a lot to ponder. And already we're getting to the point where we need to bring things to a close. I want to remind you, please, that as you go through your week, as we, you and I, go through our week, let's remember to make God the Lord of our disquiet. Well, that's all for this show. It's time to close up shop. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to become part of my apostolate, if you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, if you'd like to receive my weekly Merry Monday, a little bit of inspiration to get your week started in a holy way by dedicating yourself to our Lord Jesus and His Mother, then subscribe. If you'd like to invite me to speak, then for all of these things, please visit MargeFenlon.com. That's MargeFenlon.com. I've got a wealth of awesome inspiration there for you and many opportunities for, in your own life, spreading the word and leading the world to Christ through Mary. You can connect with me also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest. Just search Marge Fenlon and you'll find me. I can't wait to hear from you. So please, please, friends, please help me bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with people in your life. Do me a favor. Like this show. Like this podcast. Share it on your social media. Help me to help others. Hey, thanks for listening. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from becoming holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media. But today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com. Go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.